Welcome back to Daf in Depth. Today's Daf is Brachas Daf Hey. Although I generally try to stick to something in Lamdis, since these Dafim are packed with Divrei Haggadah, we'll do something a little bit different, although we will be quoting a Rishon. So let's begin. The Gemara says on Daf Hey Amud Beis that Echar Hamarbe VeEchar Hamamet V'Olvad SheYichav Libo LaShamayim. Whether a person learns a lot of Torah, a little bit less Torah, as long as his kavana is lashamayim, to do as much as he could, it's all the same by the Bayre Elam. There's an Arzurua, and the Arzurua asks from two different Gemaras, where the Gemaras seem to indicate that if a person learns less Torah, he gets less schar. One Gemara is actually a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mlamad Torah Harbe. Someone who learns a lot of Torah gets a lot of schar, which seems to indicate that if you learn less, you get less schar. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Pehei Amid Beis, the Gemara says that Rav Shimon ben Lakish was locating the graves of the Rabbanon, and when he got to the grave of Rav Chiya, I alma minei, meaning he could not find the caver of Rav Chiya. And the Gemara says, Cholash Daite, he felt bad. Omar, he said, perhaps it's because I wasn't a falpal in Torah as much as him, as much as Reb Chiya. You yourself, you learned Torah like Reb Chiya, but like Reb Chiya, you were not marbit Torah to the same level as Reb Chiya. The question is, asks the Arzurua, our Gemara says, Echar hamarbe v'echar hamamit, v'lvat shichayv libo l'shamayim. Why did he feel bad that perhaps he didn't learn as much as Reb Chiya? He learned what he could. Says the Arzurua that a person who's Torah and toils in Torah as much as he could, even though he didn't acquire more than a little bit, he gets the same amount of schar as somebody who toiled and got a lot more. Because we know the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Lefum Tzara Agra. And the reason why Reb Shimon ben Lakish felt bad is because he was worried maybe Chas V'Shalom he did not toil and work as hard as he could have to be mefalpel in Torah. And we all were just either at a Siyum HaShas or many of us made a Siyum HaShas and we said, Anu HaMeilim U'Mekablim Schar in the Hadron, V'Heim HaMeilim V'Einu Mekablim Schar. And the Chafetz Chaim asks, what does it mean, Heim HaMeilim V'Einu Mekablim Schar? The workers, there are those who work and they toil and they produce, they don't get paid? Of course they get paid. What does it mean? Anu amelim u'mekablim schar, v'heim amelim einu mekablim schar. And he answers with a mashal. He says, you have a shoemaker who produced a pair of shoes, and his shoes sell for $200 a pair. And he could produce the same pair of shoes in a situation where he's going through a very hard time. He's not feeling well. He's having problems at home with his children, with his wife. Things aren't going great. And he has to work that much harder to produce the same pair of shoes. Could he sell it for a different price? Could he tell the customer, oh, this pair of shoes was a lot harder for me to make. It took me many more hours to produce. Of course not. That's what it means. They don't get more schar for the amount of effort they put in to produce what they have to produce. Masha'en kein, us who learn Torah, we get schar according to the amelos, according to the amount of effort we put into our learning, not to the amount that we gain, not to the amount of knowledge we acquire. That's what it means. Whether you gain more knowledge, whether you gain less knowledge, as long as you're putting in the effort in an honest way, making a chajman nefesh, that you're doing as much as you could, a person will get the schar becoming to him. Have a wonderful day.